Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, tonight to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Meredith. We are going to have a beautiful night. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and welcome to the fifth dimension. Tonight is going to be an exceptionally terrific night because I've decided to take us way further into the 12th dimension. I feel it's time to really go a bit higher tonight. So let's relax and take a couple more deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And let the spirit guide you and release the anxiety and ground yourself and leave the third dimension behind. Surround yourself with a beautiful bubble around your body. Let's call it the 12th dimensional bubble of healing. The 12th dimensional bubble of healing. You can either sit up or lay down right now and relax. We want to put the 12th dimensional bubble of healing around yourself and take yourself into the 12th dimension. Imagine yourself just laying there or sitting, beautiful eagles flying above you and around you, and take deep breaths. Inhale and exhale, keeping your eyes shut with both hands by your side. Raise your hands above you or beside you and relax. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And feeling yourself in the 12th dimension. And you can even say to yourself, I'm in the 12th dimension. I'm in the God dimension. I am love and I am light and I am healed. And place the silver 12th dimensional shield of a healing bubble around your body. See the safety shield of strength around your aura and activate this healing bubble around you. And just rest, inhale and exhale. Just set yourself free with this energy around your body. Inhale and exhale. Bringing your hands over each chakra, the crown chakra, your third eye, your throat chakra, your solar plexus, your heart chakra, your sacral chakra, your root chakra, every chakra in your body. Glide your hands down the chakras and say out loud to yourself, very slowly, I am love, I am light, and I am safe. And keep taking deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. We're going to slowly inhale and say, I am love, and exhale. And inhale, I am light, and exhale. And then again, inhale, I am safe, and exhale. And as your eyes are closed within the third dimensional vortex, go back to your deep breathing. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Envision your heart chakra, the green light, a place you feel safe, such as a floating across the sky, as a feeling of an ocean breeze, while inside a beautiful silver bubble of self-protection. It can be a beach or in a cabin in the woods, or a real place such as a room in your home, but envision a place that you feel safe. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Or a place with a relative that maybe has crossed over, that you used to sit with them or hold their hand. And just feel this place that you feel safe. Inhale and exhale. Imagine a beautiful golden rope glowing in light. Now with your hands, take this golden rope and tie a bow at the end of your feet, sealing this beautiful bubble. And keep your breath breathing. Inhale and exhale. Continue to focus on this 12th dimensional shield all around your bubble of your body where you feel safe. Keeping all the negative emotions that affect you away. And you're inside this bubble. Envision the bow wrapped around the end of the seal at the bottom of your feet. This beautiful bow is wrapped around the bottom of your feet. Envision the bow wrapped and sealed. Look at the bow at the bottom of your feet and how it feels to feel safe. In the center of the 12th dimensional shield, the bubble is a golden ball with a golden rope, and the rope is going from the solar plexus to the energy of the divine feminine and masculine energy, all the way up to the omnipresent of God. Push out the unwanted negative energy from your body and take a breath. As the angels guide you through the Elohim, through the universe, centering your body into the beautiful energy filled with the divine, try to focus the energy very softly and calmly around the center of the universe, into this bubble of self-protection, around your body and up towards the universe. With deep breaths, inhale and exhale. Laying with your arms now to the side of your body, very still. Slowly take 3 deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. You should feel very relaxed, like all the possibilities are endless in your life. Everything is at the tip of your fingers. The more you become connected to the 12th dimensional protection bubble, the more that you become connected to the possibilities of the 5th dimension. And keep breathing, inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now coming out of the 12th dimensional shield, open your eyes. Move your fingers around. Put your hands over your heart. Become more connected to the 5th dimension. And relax. Take both hands and place them over your heart. And say, I am love. I am light. And I am safe. bringing your breath back into a regular state of consciousness. Namaste. Putting your hand back over your heart and your throat chakra and swallow, but continuing staying focused and staying in the fifth dimension. We're going to thank the guides, thank the angels, and thank the ascending masters for guiding us into the 12th dimensional protection prayer. And thank everybody for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. Our call-in number is 888-627-6008. And tonight, we're going to be taking questions on how to raise our consciousness into the fifth dimension, on health and wellness, on job opportunities, on relationship, and focusing on how to speak more clearly to our guides, who our guides are, who our angels are, and really on where we're going in the next few years. We want to really open up to the ascension. My guides that I work with, which are the guides of the Elohim and the Christ light, we like when you ask one question. One very clear question is really amazing. So right now we're going to go to commercial and we're going to come back and we're going to ask these beautiful questions to the guides. So thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show on BBS Radio. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We have Leah on the line. Hi, Leah.
Oh, hi, dear Kimberly. I love you so much. Thank you for coming back and doing your show, dear.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Oh, really well. Thank you for your help, dear. Everything worked out. My friend helped me, and it all worked out really fine. And I feel so much better now. I thank you for your kindness. Yes, you were wonderful. You really helped me to feel better about myself. And I really, really, really thank you from the bottom of my heart, dear. Thank you.
That's great. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I wonder, do you see me doing any acting in the future sometime?
Oh, wow. Okay, so let me take a deep breath and ask the guides about you as an actress. Let's see. I'm going to ask the guides with my soul frequency numbers right now. I do see that you were born very creative. I am getting the 5 and the 3. I am getting something about, excuse me, I'm getting that you are very creative, and I'm getting something about, are you taking classes?
I know. I wanted to, and I put it on my, because I couldn't do it without a credit card, and I could apply for a credit card. They wouldn't let me go on with just a gift card, and then my friend had to go out. It was a couple years ago or something, or maybe a year and a half ago. I can't quite remember, but he was going to help me, and then he kind of backed out of it, and then it has to go through a credit card. So it was to do with Craig Campobanco.
It's interesting. I was hearing something about a person. I was really quick finishing the channel. They were saying something about someone coming in that you knew, and something about voiceovers.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
With acting. I don't know if you were ever interested in that.
Always. A long time ago, it went through my mind. Somebody told me on the SkyTrain that I should try for that.
Okay. But I am seeing a friend and a friend involved with it also. So I do see you have a talent for acting, voiceovers. When I ask that, they say, I really get a good signal on that. And some friend is going to help you with that. There's some sort of friend involved in that.
Oh, good. I sure pray that that will happen, dear. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes, I do
much.
See that. Okay, thank you. I'm so happy to hear from you.
Oh, I'm just so grateful to you, dear, because it all worked out. It all worked out. My friend understood and helped me, and I was so grateful. And he was very patient to help me, very patient.
Thank you.
And I was so grateful. Oh, thank you so much. I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. And our next caller is Helena.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. A long time no here, like a few minutes ago, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, nice to have you on the show. You were over at Instagram, I think.
Yes.
You saw me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your question for us?
Well, my daughter, the one that I was talking to you about, she wrote a book, and I wanted to find out, because it was so bizarre. She ended the book before she passed on, and I wanted to find out if that book is going to go anywhere, because she wanted to leave something for her children. It's about her book.
Okay,
her
so
name
she
is
wrote the
Alicia,
book.
Alicia, Alice from Wonderland. Yeah.
Okay,
my little Alice from Wonderland. So, yeah.
Okay, so the book they're telling me, is it fully written and done? Because they're telling me it may not be all the way finished. or it has to get some kind of editing done to it, they're telling me.
Yes.
And it needs to get to,
yes.
Let me just finish the whole channel, okay? So they're telling me it's not fully finished and it needs to get to an agent.
Yes.
If you'd like to do that. They're also telling me about the book, okay, yeah, they're telling me it would be a male agent. They're telling me. Yeah, they're kind of giving me a hit on. And I'm also asking, do they want the book to get published? So that's another question we have to ask, because sometimes, spirit doesn't want that. And they're saying,
right.
So I'm asking that for you. Do you want the book to get published? They're saying that God is showing me the Holy Spirit says yes. But it does need some sort of an edit, and it does need to be in the right hands and the right kind of person that has the same feeling about it to help you with that. And they say it does. They would love that to happen for you and your daughter.
Oh, fabulous. Yes.
So do you understand what the Holy One is saying? And the angels want that to happen for you and your daughter, and it has to be in the right person's hands.
Yes, absolutely, because I have sent it out a couple of two people, and it
wasn't
does not,
the thing. No, it wasn't the right.
It wasn't the right person.
No,
exactly.
And they're saying that's okay, because they're showing me the sign of the cross, and they're showing me the angels, and they're saying that's okay. It didn't work out because the right man that's going to be the beautiful person that gets it is going to be the right way for it to go. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you, love. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's gonna work out. It's just gonna be the right way for it to work out.
Okay, terrific.
It's just
Thank
gonna
you.
Be. It's gonna be taken care of beautifully. Yes, there's a special angel agent that's gonna handle it.
Okay, so I just have to be patient and just keep knocking on doors until I find the right person.
Yeah, and guided, and we can talk about it some other time too.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
thank you
so much for calling in. Michelle is here for us with a question for the guides tonight.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in.
I am so excited. I've been trying for so long to get through, and I follow you on X, and I am so excited
to
even just
talk
to you.
Oh, my God, X. An ex person. Yay. I love X still. I know some people don't like X, but.
Oh, I do. And I follow you every. Well,
oh, my God, you do?
Way, but I follow all of you posts.
Oh, my gosh. I always wonder if people look at my X post.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
God,
so cool. Me. Oh, great. Thank you.
My question is, do I have a guardian angel? And if so, do you see who it is?
I do. There is somebody that is one of your guardian angels. It's an infinity relative that has crossed, but was a soulmate of yours. They're coming in pretty fast. I'm asking, is this a male energy or a female? She's stating she is a female. She's saying to me, hold on one second. Let me see what she's saying to me. She's saying she was a family member. She's saying, she's saying she's holding up the 11th, the 1-1. She's saying that she shows up around you as the 11, the sign of the 11. She brings abundance to you also. When we know who they are, we use them a lot and we call on their names. They help us with our life. I'm asking, is this a grandmother, a mother? I feel like it's a grandmother.
Well, it could be either because, well, my grandmother passed away 11 years ago and my mom passed away 2 years ago. So I'm going to think it's my mother. I don't know if you have time for me to tell you like a 10-second version.
Well, I
want to
finish.
Why?
Let me finish. They're talking still to me, and I just finished session. It's okay. Your grandmother's pushing through stronger, but your mom is trying to push through. But so they both land on my shoulder. So how I channel is when they come through fast. They fly in like fairies, and so your grandmother plopped into the left shoulder of mine, but your mother, when you said mom, your mom tried to push your mother, your grandmother away, but your mother is going, your mom is trying to push your grandmother out, but your grandmother for some reason is wanting to plant in. Let me contact your mother for a minute. So sorry, let me just finish the channel. Your mom is saying to me, did your mom have a hard passing?
She had a lot of health problems, a lot.
That's what she's saying, yeah. And your grandmother is saying, that she is going to see you soon, but she's actually really on the mission with you. She's telling me that she's responsible for a lot of your success. And your mom is still
working
out.
She's going to see me soon as in I'm going to die?
No. I have to finish the whole channel. Your mother is just saying she's still processing her crossing over.
Oh.
And then, yourself, like the mission that you've been on, they're telling me. Are you in the creative field?
I have a bachelor's, master's, PhD, and I spent my career in law enforcement, and then I taught for 13 years online at a couple universities.
Yeah, because they're showing me you do teaching, but there's also something about you that is, I don't know, they keep telling me that there's a business sense to you, but there's also some sort of creative sense to you, too.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
You've already said it. So I want to start a business, like bath bombs and candles. So that would be the creative side. You nailed that.
Yeah. And that's where your grandmother is also coming in with that. And then the reason why your mom and grandmother on the afterlife are trying to be, you know, work with you on everything is they see this kind of unfolding in like, 25, 26, 27, 20, kind of around like 2028.
Really? That long ahead?
Yeah, well, it's not that long ahead. Actually, this year is almost over, and 26, 27 is going to go by super fast.
It will.
So, like, if you were preparing for it, yeah, it's almost over. Like, we could blink our eye, we're almost going to be in 27. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is true.
The fifth dimension makes things fast, but the 20.
So are they supportive of this?
Yeah. Yeah. Your mom and your grandma. Yeah. They're all in on it. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so awesome.
Like,
because my husband's
not. By the time
not.
2026 happens, you'll be preparing for it in 27 and then 2028. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, if you wanted a longer reading with me, everybody that calls in tonight, I'm giving a discount for my readings. You could all email me. I'm giving everyone that called on in BBS tonight, I'm giving 30-minute discount readings for everybody. So
awesome. I will do that.
Yeah, if you want.
And I know you're going on to the next person.
Yes.
I'll just tell you real quick, 10 seconds. I've been very depressed about losing my parents, my mom and my dad. And I, in the last year or so, I took a picture one night. It was a full moon. I was going from the bathroom window to the patio. And on the fifth picture that showed up, my mom, I know it's my mom, as an angel appeared in the sky. And I'll post it on X to you tonight so you can see it. And you can see where it's an angel in the bottom of her dress. She's wearing a veil and everything. I showed it to my bishop at the church and he said it's called a consolation. But the dress at the bottom of her veil is the dress that I buried her in. So I know it's her, but I'll post it on there and you can see it.
Well, that's interesting. When you talk, you know, I blink in codes. She's blinking back as you tell the story. She's showing me the sign of the infinity sign, which is the eight, saying that you guys were soulmates in the past life. So you can confirm it or not.
She was cousin of my fan club.
Yeah, you were very close. She's saying, and she's saying, I'm going to see you again. You know, she says, I was with you in a past life. I was very close to you in this life. But she's saying, I love you and I'm going to see you again. We'll be together again. And I know that you long for her in physical form. She's saying, mm-hmm. I am with you. I'm with you during the day. I'm around you at night. I sit in front of you and I eat in front of you. She's just saying to me, like, tell her, Kimberly, I see her all the time. I'm with you right now. That's what she's like on my shoulder. And she's like saying, I'm here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So she's like writing and scribbling on the paper right now, the angel numbers, and writing the eight. My next book is about this. My next book that I'm working on.
Oh, good.
Is about these, humanity unfolding into these, I can't say everything right now. That's cause I'm channeling it. But, it's about how apparent that the veil between here and there is very thin, as we know. So, but
thank you so much, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And they're both there. They're both with you all the time. Okay. So thank you so much for calling
in. That's good to know. Thank you.
God bless you. I just want to remind everybody that's listening how much I appreciate all of you calling. And our line is 888-627-6008. And we are doing open calls tonight. We are super excited about it. So don't hesitate to call in 888-627-6008. And we have a special caller here with us, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name is actually Cher. He heard it wrong.
Oh, Cher. Hi.
We have met before.
Where did we meet?
A long time ago. I believe it was in Sedona with a group. Anyway, I can't really reveal
how
it.
How long ago was it?
Maybe 4 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Anyway,
wow.
I wondered if you could take a medical scan of my body. I'm usually very, very healthy, but lately I've been having psoriasis, and it seems to be it's not getting better. And I have it on my right ankle, just above it, and I have it on my back. And there's bits of it that's coming up on my hands. I was wondering if you could just check into that.
So, let me try to do it over the air, the scan. Let's take a deep breath. Psychically over the air, a scan of you medically with having psoriasis on the ankle. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. You broke up for a minute. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, it's actually on the shin? Above the ankle?
Yeah. And you've never had a private session with me where you've come on and done a Zoom?
No.
Oh, okay.
Took this long to reconnect with you. So funny.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
I said it's hard. It's taken me this long to get to reconnect with you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm glad that you're reconnected. What kind of water do you drink?
I drink, I have this, maybe a quart that I carry around, and it has minerals in it, and what's it called? The blue something.
Yeah, so the first thing I'm getting is about your water. The guides are saying they do not like it. They're saying that whatever the water that you're doing, you're dehydrated, and we want to make sure that the water that we drink is super, super clean and hydrating for our body. And where you're living in that area, it's, you got to be having the best kind of water. And you want to make sure that you're having, I don't know if you've read my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. I have a chapter in there that's called Water Can Save Your Life. And I do have a lot of clients with rashes and eczema and different types of issues with skin. And so you want to make sure that you've got the best hydration. So I love Mountain Valley spring water. I definitely would look into drinking that water. And then on your filter in your shower, you want to make sure you have a filter on the shower.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, good. And then you want to make sure that internally when I'm scanning you with your gut, your stomach, you know, this would take me probably about a 60-minute session going through all your food that you're eating, because food that we eat has a reaction to our skin anywhere from, I don't know if you're a vegetarian. They're saying you're not a vegetarian.
No.
Yeah, they told me you weren't. So they're just saying to me, you have to be careful with fish. Are you having any kind of fish?
Well, I've been told that. And because someone said that it could be parasites.
I'm not going that route yet. I'm just to the fish right now. But fish can. This takes a little bit here. Yeah, canned food, fish. I mean, it takes some time, you know. I do help people, you know, you've heard of me. You know, I help people out. And I get to the root cause of why people have this going on. And I pretty much am a good detective. And I find out most of the time it could be something as small as a vitamin that you're taking that's irritating you and causing this to go on also. And sometimes people are eating something that just is irritating the gut, you know, and also, so, you know, from doing something just quickly over you right now, they are telling you there's something going on with your water. That's first. And then they're also saying could possibly be something in your nutrition that needs to be moved out. And they're also telling me something about, your GI tract is going on too. When I asked them about your thyroid, you know, I say, how is your thyroid? They're saying it's in the middle. No, I'm asking my guides how your thyroid is. They're saying it's okay. It's in the middle. So how is your thyroid?
You're asking me now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, it's fine as far as I know. Yeah.
They're saying it's not completely great. It's like in the middle, your thyroid. Your A1C, have you ever had your A1C checked?
I'm not sure what that is.
That's your sugar levels.
To see if you're pre-diabetic. Yeah, I'm hypoglycemic, but now I watch my sugar. Yep.
They're saying that's why the thyroid's a little bit off there, too. So when people, you know, people do a 30-minute session with me, I can pretty much, you know, it's pretty easy for me. This is what I do. You know, I was born with this kind of skill, and it's pretty easy to do that. But right now, just from calling in, I'm so happy you did, because they're telling me the first thing you want to do is change your water. You want to make sure you've got the cleanest water out right now. And it was written up in the Times magazine that Mountain Valley spring water is one of the best water that you can drink right now. And I feel like that would be a good start. The second thing is, I'm glad that you know about not taking in too much sugar. And then I would cut back on any fish that you're eating. You know, make sure that you're not eating too much fish right now. You know, not too much fish and no canned goods. You're not doing any canned goods. No metal.
Not.
Good. Yep. Good. Oh, good. Yeah. So that would be my best advice for right now. And then you want to make sure. Go ahead.
Is there an emotional thing going on, or?
Stress-wise, my guides are saying for you, you could ask me, you and stress, they're saying. You are having some stress in your life. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to tell us what that is before we go to the next caller?
The stress would be, it's not really bad stress. It's just frustrating timing and finances.
They are telling me, and I'm so glad you called in because this is a very good example. I asked my guys, I do a 1-5 flow chart, and they said that stress is playing a role in you having this condition. It's from 1-5, mm-hmm. it's a 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you are high up on the stress right now.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing stress down would be a good idea with meditation every day too. And also they're telling me you're stressing out over being sick, you know, over having this condition.
Yeah. I'm not used to doing this. Yeah.
So, but I do feel they're telling me that you won't have this for long. It'll be probably healed up, you know, by probably a few months from now or even sooner.
Okay.
So
all right.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you for being here and doing your work.
Thank you. And we're going to send you some healing prayers.
Oh, please. I'll take anything you got.
Good. And hopefully we'll see you soon. You can join our Healing Trilogy community at thehealingtrilogy.com. We have a event coming up next Saturday. That's a free event that we do, co-healing circle event, that we have a group of women that come together and do healing for people. So you could always come to that too.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. So mm-hmm. hopefully you got some good tools and practices that you could start to do.
Thank you so much.
I also want to remind everybody that's listening to the show tonight that on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, when you call in, you always get a discount on our sessions, our 30-minute sessions. You go to our website. Anyone that books a 30-minute session is getting a discount for being a listener to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And then once a month, we have a healing, co-healing prayer circle on Saturdays. That's called the Mother Mary Matrix Divine Healing Group. And that is a free healing group that we just do donations. And that has been going on for 5 years now. So just wanted to make sure that we remind you about our co-healing circle. Thank you. Okay, and then we have Anna on the line. Hi, Anna.
Hello, Kimberly. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So do you have a question for our Elohim guides that are here?
I do. I have a question about some issues I've been having with my body. I get really tired after I eat, and I'm also having issues out of my lungs or heart. Off and on, I've got pains in my chest, and I don't know if it's emotional or physical because I do a lot of walking and work a lot, so I'm not sure.
Okay. So thank you for asking the question very clear to the guides, and they were blinking the answers while you were asking. I'm honored to answer. So 1-5, when you were talking about your body, heart, and other areas, and then you talked about the stress. So they did say the stress. So for the stress, they were saying it was a 4. And then you talked about your lungs and your heart, right? They were feeling some pressure there. And I wasn't getting a negative, I wasn't getting lungs and heart. I wasn't getting a high negative on those. I am getting the stress coming from. Are you working right now? or looking for work?
I'm working part-time, but looking for work
at
the same time.
They were telling me you were looking for work.
Yes.
And that was causing stress and anxiety.
Okay.
And you want to ask me something about looking for work?
I get discouraged a lot looking for work.
Go ahead and ask something about the work that you're looking for, and we can try to come in and help you.
I really want to be in the consumer packaged good industry, but sometimes I just find myself applying for anything just to get my foot in the door to get money coming in. And I go through a lot of interview processes, and I don't get the job. One company, there's eight interviews, I didn't get it.
Packaged food industry, when you told me that, is that what you've been doing for a long time?
I've been in the industry off and on for a long time since the pandemic. Like, I was a merchandiser at Sprouts, and then I was a broker, and then I worked
Go a little slower because I want to help you. When you say packaged food industry, and then what's the next one you did?
Merchandising in the food industry.
Merchandising food industry. Okay. I know it sounds weird how I work, but they come in and they blink on things. So packaged food industry, they're telling me. And then the merchandising food, they're giving me a higher number on that. They like merchandising food for you. When you say packaging food, they're giving me a low number on that. They don't like it for some reason. Now, I don't know what the difference is, but the other one, they're giving me a higher number, and then they're giving me a 7 and a 2, which is a god, and confirming it.
I was in sales, and then I downgraded my positions I've been applying for. I've been applying for sales coordinator, so I figure I can learn the product and get my foot in the door. But that hasn't
they don't like
I
it.
Thought it would.
They don't like it. They're going no. No, no, they don't like it.
Okay.
They're going no, no. Hmm. When you say merchandising, what is that? Because I don't know what that means, but what is that?
Merchandising is you have a certain product and you go in stores and put it on the shelf, or you work for one company and make sure – grab the product from the back room, put it on the shelf, create displays, check inventory.
Why?
You're working with the company one-on-one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is that more money?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I don't know why they like that.
Because I'm struggling. I've been struggling since before the pandemic, and I'm just...
Well, for some reason,
I guess I don't know where to go.
The other job, the packaging food thing, they're giving me a negative link on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes maybe there's other reasons why they're not having you do that. They're having you do the other one. Do you want to ask one more little question? Because we have quite a few people on the line waiting. Or you could book a session and we could find out how to rearrange your resume. But people are getting work. They're having to understand that as we move through this recession, as we move through this third dimension depopulation that is leaving our world, we are moving into the fifth dimension, which is amazing. We're having to revamp our resumes and understand that the guides, the Holy One, is wanting us to move into another position because those positions are better for us at the moment and that things will open up for us in 2026 is going to be better. And 2027 is even going to be greater. 2027 is going to be even greater. We just have to kind of move through this right now. And when something isn't opening, don't keep pounding that door at that same thing. Move to something else for right now so you can just get through it. At the moment. And when you said packaging food, they keep going no. When you said the other one, they were going yes. Yes, they were going.
Well, I have job opportunities waiting in my inbox, but they're just temporary for a few months.
That's okay. Maybe take it for the moment. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, you can always email me. I'm here for you. I am here for you guys. I am here.
Okay.
You can always email me. I won't charge. You can email me. Okay. God bless
you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Lisa. How can I help you, Lisa? Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for calling in.
I have like two questions, but I guess since you're medical intuitive, I'm going to ask. So I've always been an active like athlete my entire life. I've always been thicker in weight and more kind of like muscular. But for some reason, I always work out. I love to work out. I'm getting very conscious of my eating. But for some reason, like, my body does not, like, lose weight easily. For the last year, I had to go on Mounjaro, the weight loss thing. And I lost about, like, 30 pounds really, really slow over about, like, a year-ish. And I'm feeling great. I just don't know where this disconnect is between, like, my body in losing weight. Like, is it emotional? Do I want to keep the weight on for protection? My intuition's kind of telling me that, but I just don't know. I want to see like what you think of why my body doesn't let go of weight easily when I'm like exercising my butt off and being mindful of my food and stuff.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, that is probably, a lot of different things to dissect that answer. But just for a very short mini little reading, many things have to be looked at. When you said, is it stress? My guides were saying, do you feel like it's stress? Because they were saying no. They were saying you weren't.
I used to be stressed.
You used to be,
but
yeah.
Not anymore.
Right now.
I switched jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're doing real good. They're saying it's a three. You know, you have minimal stress. You handle it pretty well. They're saying you took off 30 pounds. That's congratulations. That's amazing. It's always good to get your blood work. You know, I don't know if you had your A1C checked because a lot of people, I'd say half the country has pre-diabetes right now. We don't even know it, you know. So it's good to make sure that you don't have that and you're taking B12. Are you taking B12 and B6?
No, I'm not taking B12.
That can help a lot. And of course,
my A1C
I can't.
Is 5.7.
Uh-huh. It's 5 what?
5.7.
Okay, so that's a little bit moving into that area. So you want to you definitely want to watch some of your sugars. And so when I don't like to kind of talk about vitamin supplements on air. It's like more of a private session, which I'd be happy to do that with you. And I'm doing those discounts. But when you're getting into the fives, you want to look at your A1C and you kind of want to be careful of your, sugar. And when I say sugar, it's not like, desserts and sugars and candies. It's more the fruit stuff. Making sure you're doing more avocados and cucumbers and celery. But I get a good feeling that this is going to work out for you. And I think it's more of looking at a nutritional thing and making sure you're drinking a lot of water. So fluids? Do you drink fluids, honey? Do you drink good fluids?
Water? I'm a pretty good water, good water drinker.
Yeah. But the good news I'm getting from the guides, it's going to start. You're going to start seeing more results, but because you are in the five, I think it would be good if you got over the other way more. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You need to get a little bit more. You're border. You're not all the way, but you're a little border.
Yeah.
So if I was your full-time medical intuitive, I would have you probably on some, I would go over your supplements with you. Yeah. And make sure you're on some supplements that could help you out a little bit more. My guides are blinking that you probably just need a little bit of help with the supplements and some food, going over your foods and things like that. But thank you for calling in.
Okay.
And I do feel very promising that because you're working out and you're doing all this, I know they're saying to me, they're showing me the sign of some good numbers for you. Very positive numbers that you're moving in the right direction. You just need a little help.
Okay.
So thank you for calling
in. And can I just say one thing? I lost my dog week ago. Am I able to ask just a quick
one? We've got 2 minutes left on the show. And I feel that your dog is definitely absolutely with you. I absolutely felt your dog is definitely with you. Yeah. I could see a soulmate connection there. Yeah. So he was probably your familiar before. Because when you first came on, my eyes were like blinking super, super fast. Like there was either a family member. So do you want to tell us his name?
Yeah. She was a Labrador. Her name was Coco.
Oh, okay.
And she had fluid around her heart, and so we had to put her to sleep. She was only 7.
Yeah, so she was like a family member. Yeah, she was like family. Yeah, family member. Where do you live?
In Moor Park, California.
Oh, cool. You're in California.
Yeah.
And how did you hear about the show? How did you hear about the show?
I met you at a healing fairs in like the valley. And then I did one of your intuitive classes, which was really neat. I took one of your intuitive classes, like how to build your intuition. And then I saw it on the email. So I was at work and I said, you know what? Maybe I can get in. So I really appreciate it. Thank you. I'd love to have a physical session with you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So do you want to do, a session with you and your friends? Come on over. Okay. Thanks for calling
in. Fantastic. Thank you. Bye bye.
So I just want to remind everybody tonight that we have some special events coming up for the Healing Trilogy. And, they are our Mother Mary Matrix event, April 12th on Saturday, where when we talk about coming into our sessions, that is a free, donation event where you can bring your friends and we do live healings, co-healings together. It's an intimate group of women and men. And this is a super exciting time. And also we have our monthly mediumship, learning how to find out who your guides are, your angels, because you all have spirit team attached to you to help you move in this lifetime, learn discernment. And it's only a class of 8, and that's monthly on Thursdays. And you pair up and you learn to become more in tune with your psychic abilities. And that's online. It's on Zoom. Both of these classes are Zoom. And you just go to my website, healingtrilogy.com, and find about those 2 classes. And we're excited about this that we're doing at the Healing Trilogy. Before we end tonight, I just wanted to give a healing prayer to everybody. So let's do a healing prayer. And anyone that's called in and didn't get to have a call with me, please call back on Tuesday. And we'll get you then. So let's all go into this healing energy right now, sending love to all the callers and all the listeners tonight on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Let's end tonight with being in this beautiful fifth dimensional healing that the guides are giving you all. Dear Omnipresent, please help us to remember the power of love. Please help us to extend healing to everybody. Please know that we love and we forgive all people. We love everyone. Please help us to remember to give love to everyone. Please help us to remember to serve everybody. Please help us to find love in our hearts to move past whatever was done to us or the universe. Please help us to forgive and move and love and leave the third dimension. Please help us to give healing to everybody right now who needs it, to all the globe and the universe that needs healing and prayer. Please help us to bring the saints and the angels and the Christ consciousness and the divine feminine and the healing to everybody right now in the world. Please help us to leave the healing to all our family members, to give them help pray for your comfort and assistance. We thank you because we love you. We are in the fifth dimension. Amen. Namaste. Thank you. We love you.